From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Authorities in northwestern Pakistan say a suicide bomb attack on a court complex has killed at least 12 people and wounded about 50 more. The district mayor, Himyatat Ola, told reporters that an armed attacker threw a hand grenade at security guards before detonating the explosives strapped to his body. Authorities and hospital sources say a number of lawyers are among the victims and the death toll is likely to rise. The bombing occurred just hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in Peshawar. An army spokesman said Thursday that security forces have arrested more than 300 Islamic State militants, including Syrians and Afghans. He said they were plotting attacks on government, diplomatic, and other civilian facilities, including broadcasters. There are reports that Islam Karimov, the president of Uzbekistan, has died, but his death has not been officially confirmed. According to a government statement, he is in critical condition. Islam Karimov, who is 78, has been the authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter century. Human Rights Watch has described Uzbekistan's human rights record as atrocious. Odil Ruzilev is with VOA's Uzbek service.
It has been documented that torture was widely used during interrogations and in prisons, and also cotton fields. There was also widespread of use of child labor, and even adults were used to work against their will. In cotton fields.
The Fergana media outlet is reporting that funeral arrangements are underway in Karimov's hometown. This is VOA. At least four people were killed and 16 wounded on Friday when blasts, including one at a weapons storage facility, rocked northeastern neighborhoods of Baghdad. Accounts of the incident differed, and it was not immediately clear whether the blasts were accidental or caused by an attack. Several other explosions were reported in nearby neighborhoods. An Interior Ministry official said those were caused by rockets, but it too is not clear whether those rockets were set off by the fire at the weapons facility or fired from elsewhere. The blasts come as tens of thousands of Shiite faithful come from across Iraq and abroad, converging on the Qadima Shrine in Baghdad to commemorate the death of Muhammad al-Jawad, the ninth Shiite imam. Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. has announced it will give preference in admissions to the descendants of slaves owned by the Maryland Jesuits as part of its effort to atone for profiting from the sale of enslaved people. The announcement comes as Georgetown released a report calling on its leaders to offer a formal apology for the university's participation in the slave trade. John DeGioia is the president of the university.
We recognize the need to reconcile a painful part of our history. Our participation in the institution of slavery and the benefit we received from the sale of 272 enslaved children, women, and men from Jesuit plantations in Maryland.
In 1838, two priests sold the men, women, and children to pay off debts at the school. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both delivered speeches this week to crowds full of military veterans. While both speeches emphasized issues important to vets, the tones of the two speeches were strikingly different. Trump, who gave his speech Thursday at the American Legion Convention in Cincinnati, Ohio, focused primarily on what he called his plans to rebuild America's military and fix systematic problems at the ailing Department of Veterans Affairs. Clinton spoke at the same venue the previous day, frequently attacked Trump for his stance on illegal immigration and for comments he previously made calling the American military a disaster. The World Conservation Congress opened its 10-day conference Thursday on Honolulu's Waikiki Beach. Thousands of world leaders, policymakers, and environmentalists are attending the conference. President Barack Obama spoke on Wednesday night about the importance of addressing climate change, saying no nation is immune from the threat and that the world will have to tackle it together. I'm Steve Karish reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.